From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. A Cleveland police officer has been found not guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people in a barrage of police gunfire. Officer Michael Brelo was charged with firing some of the 137 bullets police shot at the car of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams after a high-speed chase 3 years ago.
In summary, I find that the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant Michael Brelo knowingly caused the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, because the essential element of causation was not proved for both counts.
Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge John O'Donnell reading the verdict. Protests objecting to the acquittal have continued into the evening in Cleveland. About 150 protesters marched through the middle of downtown streets, temporarily blocking intersections. Cleveland police are tweeting they arrested one male for assault. They say he threw an object through a window, injuring a restaurant customer. Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to legalize same-sex civil marriage. The constitutional change was backed by more than 60% of the electorate. The BBC's John Brain is in Dublin.
Crammed into the courtyard of Dublin Castle, supporters of the Yes campaign began their celebrations several hours early, before the outcome of the referendum was officially due. From the very first constituencies to declare, it was clear they were on course for an overwhelming victory. Even in many areas of rural Ireland, traditionally conservative, they'd voted in favour of same-sex marriage. Leaders of the No campaign conceded defeat, but warned that the move away from traditional family values could have damaging consequences, particularly for children.
The BBC's John Brain reporting. The Department of Defense is announcing plans to deploy a new long-range radar system in central Alaska. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the radar will cost just under $1 billion.
The U.S. military says that the proposed radar system would help them better discern potential enemy missiles launched at the U.S. and help them defend against any such strikes. The director of the Missile Defense Agency has called the system critically important and a must-have. Big-name government defense contractors Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin are all bidding to build the radar system. The plant still has to go through environmental and safety studies to get final approval. The DoD's hope is that the system is up and operating by 2020. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Cities in northern Texas and southwestern Oklahoma are ordering some residents to evacuate amid warnings from the National Weather Service about potentially historic flooding. Authorities in Wichita Falls, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, are urging residents of the city and the surrounding county to evacuate if they live within a half mile of either side of the Wichita River. Evacuations also were ordered in Elk City and southwestern Oklahoma after torrential rain forced the closure of part of an interstate highway and threatened to flood homes. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Nearly 17 million American drivers are being advised to have dealers replace their airbags after the Japanese company Takata acknowledged this week that its products were faulty. But as NPR's Jason Margolis reports, consumers may act casually about the latest recall warning.
With past recalls, one in four vehicle owners haven't bothered to fix the problems. That's according to estimates from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Aaron Bragman with Cars.com says consumers are experiencing recall fatigue.
People are hearing about recalls every day, it seems to be, from an automaker somewhere. It didn't used to be like this. But, you know, recalls mean that a problem has been found and that something has been put in place to try and address it.
The faulty airbags have been linked to 6 deaths and 100 injuries. Consumers can check their VIN numbers at the website safercar.gov to see if their car needs to be fixed. The defective airbags were installed in vehicles in model years between 2002 and 2008. Jason Margolis, NPR News.
On this Memorial Day weekend, President Obama used his weekly address to honor the military's men and women.
This weekend also reminds us that around the world, our men and women in uniform continue to serve and risk their lives. In Afghanistan, our troops now have a new mission, training and advising Afghan forces.
The president will visit Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. He'll join veterans and their loved ones to remember those who have lost their lives in combat, including the more than 2,200 American soldiers who died in Afghanistan. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.